Texas Catching Jail Program Collars 7,000 Migrants. By Bob Price on October 27, 2021. More migrants illegally crossing the border from Mexico into Texas are finding themselves incarcerated under the state's catch and jail plan. They are being arrested by the thousands under Operation Lone Star put in place by Governor Greg Abbott earlier this year. As of October 14, Texas Department of Public Safety troopers arrested 7,744 migrants on criminal charges, according to the October 21 report from DPS officials. The arrests include 1,300 for criminal trespassing and 6,339 on felony charges. Additionally, troopers apprehended a total of 73,031 migrants, including referrals to Border Patrol. Troopers also engaged in 822 vehicle pursuits. "We're not doing catch and release, we're doing catch and jail," Texas DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares told Fox News in September. In one such pursuit published by Fox News, a female human smuggler from Austin, Texas, led troopers on a lengthy car chase that ended with a crash. New, two U.S. citizens smuggling five illegal immigrants in Del Rio livestreamed themselves as they were being pursued by a TXDPS, ultimately crashing. The driver had a gun in her lap. The women drove down to Del Rio from Austin, Texas to smuggle. Both arrested and charged. At foxnewspick.twitter.com/xfordnov92. Bill Mulligan, at Bill Foxla, October 26, 2021. Fox's Bill Mulligan also tweeted a photo showing a group of 11 migrants apprehended by troopers on a private ranch in Kinney County on Monday night. The migrants, some of whom wore camouflage, attempted to evade apprehension prior to being taken into custody and jailed for criminal trespass. "Smugglers and migrants cause real damage to the ranches and farms, not only along the border but miles inland." A video reported by Breitbart's Randy Clark shows the mounds of trash and abandoned clothing littering the rancher's land. The rancher says most of each day's labor is spent repairing fences and water systems servicing animal life. "Little time is left for typical operations and improvements," Clark wrote. He says migrants often break water pipes connected to livestock tanks, exposing animal life to deadly dehydration. "Damaged fences can result in cattle wandering onto the bordering highway in case vehicular accidents," the article continues. "In those cases, the ranch would be held liable." Migrants are also being found on the railroad system that crisscrosses South Texas. Governor Abbott tweeted a Fox News report showing the apprehension of a multitude of migrants hiding on rail cars near Spofford, Texas. Texas Department of Public Safety arrest illegal immigrants hiding in rail cars. They will be put behind bars, not sent to Border Patrol for catch and release. At TXDPS, along with the Texas National Guard, have made thousands of arrests this year through hashtag Operation Lone Star. pic.twitter.com/TGSQFLH990. Greg Abbott, at GregAbbott_TX, October 26, 2021. "Such smuggling activities put the migrants at great risk." Less than 2 weeks ago, a Honduran family suffered devastating injuries while being smuggled on a train in Maverick County, Breitbart, Texas reported. A 32-year-old man lost his hand after his arm was severed above the right wrist. His one-year-old child lost a finger in the same incident. His wife lost a leg from amputation as all three fell from the moving train. Breitbart has dozens of reports of migrants being found in locked rail cars, often in the sweltering heat, with no water or means of escape. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.